Hello everybody, welcome back to another episode of Inside Out Gaming. Today we are back with a topic that I want to talk about that is sort of sweeping the gaming community by storm. You know, I think most people know what this is, and if you know what this is, you're probably calling it the best, one of the best things to ever happen to gaming. Especially for some games more than others. But I have briefly talked about this a couple episodes ago. But I think I really want to go into depth about it and just explain it a little bit more. So without further ado, let's go right into it. So our topic for today is cloud gaming. Now, I have gone over this, but I think it's just such a good topic, and I really just want to dive into it, like I said. But, so, what cloud gaming is the ability to play games that you already have on another device than what you bought it on, kinda. So, what this means is, say you bought, let's just say you bought the Lego Star Wars Skywalker Saga, and say that you buy it on, say, your Xbox, but you don't always bring your Xbox with you, so you get the cloud gaming app and you press Lego Star Wars. And you can just play it. Now, this is massive news for gamers, as games such as Fortnite are now back and ready to play on your phone. And you guys might be like, oh yeah, but like, surely you must be talking about like some website. No, these are like apps that are ready to run and you can run games on them. And like, even on like a rubbish phone, you can still play it. Like, it doesn't really matter. Obviously on a newer phone it might be a better experience, but like Xbox Cloud Gaming, GeForce Now, like these like companies are making great products that are known, but I think they should be more known. So what cloud gaming means is that you can play games on your phone that shouldn't be available. For example, you could play Forza Horizon 5 on your phone. There's no app for Forza Horizon 5. You just download this app. It's not like, it's by Xbox, so it's not like dangerous or anything. And you, as long as you have the game, you can play it. And I think this is just such a good opportunity for gamers. And I think, you know, there's certain creators that had to go, like, had to stop making videos because they couldn't, Fortnite shut down on their iOS system and they couldn't play. But now you can download this app and you can play the newest versions of every game pretty well as well. Xbox Cloud Gaming is in beta. It is a tiny bit glitchy, but, you know, if you have a good Wi-Fi and things like that, I think you can definitely get a good game going. You know, like, I think we have had this before in the way of Google Stadia, but, you know, I think that's shutting down. You know, I don't think people really understood it. So according to this, to a statement by the company, Google Stadia did not generate enough traction that they first anticipated. That's from Business Today, on the Tech Today bit. And I'm just reading, and it just shows like there was so much potential, but I don't think it really hit the mark for people. But I feel like GeForce Now and Xbox Cloud Gaming is being being more recognized. As I've already seen my friends and creators talking about it, I feel like it's such a great opportunity for content, even like business-wise. GeForce Now, it is free if you want the free membership, but like you have to queue for games. There's a limited time that you can play, which is understandable. But then you can get a subscription to not have to queue and a limited time and RTX on and off, which I think people will definitely pay for. I think in the way that people might not have a console, but they have a phone, I think people will definitely pay the price or whatever they need to just to experience gaming on their phone. And I feel this is also great for maybe people that can't afford a console, like maybe they're like they can't get one, but they have a phone. I think that it's just a really good opportunity for new content, and like I said, for business, I think it will be great. However, I think there do need to be improvements. It's not perfect just yet. Whilst playing, I have like been testing it quite a bit. It's not as good as a console. Like, sure, it might be able to run 60 FPS on my phone, but the gameplay is so much better on my 30 FPS Switch. I just think, like, it definitely needs work. I feel like before this can become a massive thing, they need to improve it in the way that it's sometimes it's glitchy, takes a while to load, but I think it's great. I mean, I have been using it on my phone, and it's not as great as if you're on a computer. Like, it doesn't even have to be a PC. Like, you can run it on a PC, but like if I had a PC, I'd use Steam. But it is a good alternative. But like, if you have a laptop that's fairly high specs, but maybe it wasn't built for gaming, I think you can definitely lower your settings and definitely play a good round, or, you know, things like that. And say if you don't have a game and you want to buy it, and you buy it and you link your, like, say if you buy a game on Steam that you want to play on GeForce Now, you can link your account and actually play that game. So I think it's as long as you have the game, you can actually play it, which I find really amazing. I think, you know, you can obviously play all the free-to-play games, but I think if you want to play a game that's available to play on one of these services, you could definitely do it. And I think, as I've said, it's such good business, I feel, because now GeForce Now and Microsoft are definitely the sort of monopoly of this new era of gaming. And I think the money will definitely start to flow in as they make it better. So I think it's all just a matter of who improves it quicker. Because if GeForce Now ends up having like the bugs and glitches update first, I think they'll definitely reign superior. But cloud gaming is in beta, but I think if they come out with the full version and improve all the maybe the lag spikes and stuff like that, I think they'll definitely have control over this era of gaming. It's definitely going to be interesting to see what's going to happen with content creation. As I said, I have seen a couple content creators try it out. And, you know, in my personal experience, games can run great, especially on a laptop. Like, I've been playing high-spec games, like War Thunder, on nearly max settings on my laptop. And I think it's great that it can still run on, you know, close to 130 FPS. I think that's just great in general, you know, that my laptop will can power more than my Switch, and my laptop isn't even built for gaming. And I think What's going to happen now is, I think, a new era of like technology is even going to come out, because I think, companies are going to come out and they're going to be sort of built to run these services like GeForce Now or cloud gaming. And I think more companies are going to try this idea. For example, I could definitely see a PS cloud gaming service, possibly a Nintendo one even. I think Steam had Steam Deck, so I think they have the technology to do it, but I think it's going to be a decision for Valve to maybe do it. And I just think there's definitely a good market for this era of gaming. I think companies really need to, gaming companies really, and even tech companies really need to try and push to become the best in cloud gaming. And I think they could definitely sorry, they could definitely capitalize on this idea. I feel if one company does it better than the other, I think it's mainly all over for the other company. As long as it's available for your phone, your laptop, your tablet, your whatever, I think it's just going to be such a good like business. Even like if your service is for free and you just want to put in ads, I feel like that would also be great. And I think businesses, like I said, just really need to push on this idea and try and make a good gaming cloud gaming service. Now, that's not to say that GeForce Now and cloud gaming isn't good. I just definitely think it's not at its full potential. I think GeForce Now is good, but you do have to queue for a very long time. If it's like three, everybody's off school, you're gonna have to wait maybe 40 minutes before you can hop on a 1 hour gaming sessions with a free subscription. But I think if, for example, cloud gaming, you don't really have to wait. It'll take maximum 5 minutes, but it's in performance wise, it's not as good as GeForce Now. So it'll definitely be interesting to see what company comes out on top. Or like it's not like it hasn't been done. Google did it well. It just didn't really perform. Like Google Stadia, when I got my Chromebook, it was pre-installed. I was like, what's this Google Stadia thing? And I looked at it, and then I didn't really understand what cloud gaming was, but I saw it and I was like, oh, that's pretty cool, like I can play games on my Chromebook. But then you had to pay for it, and I was like, I don't think it'll be worth it. Like what if my Chromebook can't even like run these games. But I think with GeForce Now and cloud gaming, there's definitely been some work to for like every single so that every single device can play it. And I think that's just really good in the way that somebody that maybe has the time to just have a quick round of Fortnite can just pull out their phone and just play it. And in the same sense that somebody with a full PC setup can use it as well. And it'll be definitely interesting to see what happens within the next year, because I think if a company does really try to become good at it, they will become good at it. And I think we have actually needed this for a while. I think a way to play games on your phone has been needed since Fortnite got taken off. So yeah, I'm definitely excited to see what happens and for the future and what it is to bring. And as I said, I've said this like 3 times now, but if companies really push, they can definitely do it. Like, technology has been, it's not like it's, you'll have to create a whole program to run it. Like, it's been done before. Like, there's no reason that, like, you couldn't make it. And I think if Steam make it, that would be such a good, like, service. Like, you could play all the Steam games, like on Steam Deck, on your phone. And I think that would be good. But it'll be interesting to see if it's for free or not. Because if it's expensive, like, people will not buy it. It, unless you're, like, really, like, you really, really want it. Especially not for me, because I have a console, like, I have my Switch and a PS4. I could just play it on there. And I think it is better to play on a console. But it's definitely interesting to see that I can play it on my phone. So what I'm saying is, if you have a console, try GeForce Now, try cloud gaming by any means. But a console, I think, or a PC will always be better. So we'll have to see how this, I would even say, multi-billion dollar service will improve in the future. I do really hope that it gets better, because, like, at the moment it's good, but I really think that it could be way better, way better. So, you know, I definitely think it was definitely going to be interesting to see what happens. So, yeah, I'm just going to close off. Thank you for listening, and hopefully we'll be coming out with some new episodes soon. Go follow the Instagram. It is @inside_out_gaming_podcast. All right, thank you for listening. Go rate us 5 stars on everything that you can. Follow us if you can, and thank you for listening. Goodbye.